Welcome to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast, where we discuss various dog training topics to help you become the best leader for your dog. Marvin Pierce has over 20 years of experience with obedience training for dogs located in the Sherwood, Oregon area. Offering private lessons and group clinics, the dog teacher has been able to change the lives of dog owners by helping them develop and maintain an obedient dog. For more information, contact us at marvinpiercedogteacher.com.
Good morning, if you're in Oregon, I guess. If you're not, it's afternoon. Bianca, you ready? But we've got to move cows this morning.
We did, and my dog did really good.
Yeah, you did really good.
I did.
You didn't even lose it.
No.
I was, like, impressed.
And I should have.
I don't know why. Well, I mean, normally.
I lost her once.
Normally you would have. Yeah, once she got away.
And I didn't even race over there. Yeah, normally I'd be panicking and I was waiting for you to say you need to get your dog. And I was like, I'll just wait for her to come back around the corner.
Yeah. She's a bear. She's a good hand. He'll teach her good.
Yeah. Yeah, she's apprenticing.
Yeah, doing a good job. So, but we had to take care of our cows, Jody's cows, not our cows. And move them one field and take them through the chutes. Work with some of them, and then we took them up to the neighbors and put them back out on grass. So they're all happy now. So, Bianca, what are we going to discuss? I think one of the things, before I ask you what you think, we're going to try to make a bunch of little bitty short videos, right? Hey.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make some of them on training dogs, believe it or not. And so for people, if they, like, I want to do one on walking through a door or a gate with a dog, which we've done one here not long ago, but I'm going to do another one because I still have people once in a while that come here and their dogs just, like, run off when they open a gate. And I think that for me, if you, it's always such a double-edged sword when I say this stuff because then people lose it, you know, but if I go through a gate with my dog, like Bear or Mari, and they go 10 more feet, I don't lose it, and you don't either, you know, because we can, bless you.
Thank you.
We can always keep them with us if we choose to when we go through a gate or a door.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, but there's sometimes when I'm just in a hurry and
I don't
need my dogs to be perfect through thresholds every single time.
Because they're not running off. They're not going to get in trouble. Yeah. And we can recall them and keep them with us. And
to get to that level, I did have the consistency of every
and that's
time
what
we
people don't do, you know. People are like, holy crap, man, I was consistent for three times and now I've let my dog go.
Yeah.
And then they get mad because their dog don't stay with them. And that's what causes it. It's the same thing with downing, you know. Was it Mia couldn't get her dog on a barrel the other day at all?
Yeah.
And then we worked with it once or twice. And the other day I was in there with her, it was probably eating lunch because she eats lunch and then she trains on her dog.
She does.
And I had her to put her dog on the barrel and walk by it. And she put it on the barrel and walked by it, I don't know how many times, patted it on the head and told him good boy, and he never got off the barrel. And it didn't take her that much, you know, just a couple times of doing it, and the dog figured out, hey, I get on the barrel and I wait for mom to call me. And people don't. They just do it once and then they're good with it, you know. Well, they think their dog's got it and their dog don't have it, and so then they get in trouble. The people get aggravated because the dog don't listen. The dog gets aggravated because he don't know what the owner wants. And that's what happened with Rebel a lot in the past, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And that's just what I talked to Heather about the other day, about letting your dogs try to figure stuff out without micromanaging them.
And holding their hand.
Yeah, and now you're kind of letting Rebel go do a little bit.
Yeah.
Granted, it's with cows, and she can't grab hold of them like she does goats and sheep.
Yeah.
But still, today she was helpful.
She was,
And she didn't cause no wrecks.
Yeah, she had my back.
Yeah, she didn't cause no wrecks. So that's, for me, that's kind of, it's not where you start. You start by training your dog, but we done passed that step up.
And I've learned so much because you were saying it's really important that we don't chase them on the other direction that we went. And I was having such a good morning with my dog that I was like, you know, I'm just going to load her up and not have the end of this go bad. Before, if my dog was doing good, I wanted to do more and more and more. And today I just said, I'm just going to take the win.
But you see, that's what I done with Bear. But I loaded Bear up because we traveled a lot. You know, for the weather, it's already warm. And I ain't been working my dog a lot. Your dog's probably way better shaped than my dog because she runs a lot more.
Run a lot.
And for me, I always try to save my dogs in case I need them.
Yeah.
Like, if we'd have got Eric's and one of them cut down a driveway pasture, yeah, my dog would have had enough gas to go stop him. But
I loaded mine up because I was a little nervous about screwing up on the way back, and I just wanted to take my win.
And that's a good choice, you know, because, excuse me, like I said, your dog got to have a lot of fun. She got to work, and you got to see your dog work and have fun. So, yeah. Brad, do we have anything?
Nope, not yet.
Or do you share this with any groups or pages or anybody to let them know we're online like we used to in the old days?
Yes, when we plan for it, yes.
Well, what I mean, remember Bianca, we used to go hide in the corner and put on there like 15 different places that we're going online, Facebook Live?
Yeah,
we don't do that no more?
I can.
Well, no, the question was we don't do that no more.
No.
Because I think that's one of the things that drawed more people to us. But we get more people now than we did in the past, but I think we'd get even more if we'd done that. So, Bianca, what's your paperwork over there about?
Oh, just the dog that we have available for adoption.
Oh, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, her name is Roxy.
Wait a minute. Who is it? We have it available for adoption?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that. Oh, is this the shelter dog?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't have her, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see her.
Yeah.
Huh. I guess we have her. I didn't know we had her. So tell them about her.
She just came in today.
Oh.
She is really cool. She's nice. She's got a good temperament, but she's crazy. So that's what she's here for. So tons of energy, not a low-key couch potato dog. Super cool looking. Says she's a German Shepherd mix. She's definitely Heinz 57 something. She's got really tall prick ears like Rebel. She's about 50 pounds. She's like a tan brown color. She's bicolor eyes. What's that called? She has bicolored eyes, which is really cool. And she's a little over a year old. So we just got her today. We don't know
that.
As crazy
as the same as Hyper?
Her, but, what?
As crazy the same as Hyper?
Yeah. Hyper. And her adoption fee is $350. We're going to get some content up of her this week, so stay tuned if you know someone looking for a high-energy dog. We've got a pretty cool
one. She looks really pretty.
She is really cool.
She looks cooler with my glasses on.
Actually, I have a photo. I'll post it.
She looks cooler with my glasses on than she did without them.
I'm guessing.
But, yeah, she is from New Bern Shelter, and she'll be here for, I don't know, a couple weeks, and she'll go back to shelter. And some of these dogs, for people who's looking for a dog, some people adopt them and then they pay us to keep them for the 3 weeks boarding train. We've had that to happen several times. And it's a really good deal for everybody. I mean, if you want to do it, but if you need another dog. I know I got somebody that's wanting another dog, but I think they want one a little bit smaller. But I'll have to get a hold of them and have them come check her out. So, Brett, you got anything?
Nothing. Got people here.
I was going to say, is anybody here?
Yep.
So, I think that if people, like I said earlier, maybe there's a couple more people on here, but if you want to see some videos on a problem you're having with your dogs, let us know what they are and we'll try to make some videos. Depends on what it is. I mean, for chasing a train or a deer, it's a little bit harder, but... Although we had a little bit of fawn come down here this morning, about 20 feet from him.
I saw that.
Yeah. I thought he was going to run me over a couple times.
I
thought, holy crap, he's going to jump this fence and land in my arms. Mommy's going to be down there beating me up. So, but yeah, we're not going to stay on here real long today, but I just wanted to talk about the summer's here, and then we're going to try to start doing some more clinics here in the near future, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot.
And anybody who wants to... Well, I guess you're supposed to keep up with it. Do we post them anywhere else besides just on that Team Reach app thing? Don't we put them everywhere? Our clinics?
Yeah.
So you can find them. So what you got, Bianca?
You know, I want to talk a little bit about my Lake Bay puppy program.
Okay.
We have...
Is it Lake Bay or anybody's puppies?
Just Lake Bay for the 2 month program. We have a couple different puppy programs.
What would you take? Do you take anybody else's puppies for the 2 months?
No.
Really? Huh? Okay.
I just want to talk about Johnny.
Let's go. I'm ready.
So he has been here for 2 months. We have quite a few dogs that have done this, but the puppy came straight from the breeder, which is kind of hard for people to not, you know, take home the 8-week-old puppy and love on it and spoil it, but they make a good choice.
Well, more people, I think, are enjoying doing it after they see the results.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying is to commit to that.
Right.
That, sure. That's a good choice for your family if you don't have a lot of time to put in what it really takes to raise a puppy when you first bring it home.
Well, to raise a puppy to get him to be like Johnny is at the end of 2 months and the other pup, we send him home. Yeah. Most people take him home and they don't have quite the same results we get here after 2 months just because of all the training they get, basically.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So he, we have a puppy. He's been here for 2 months. So he's, how old is he then? He's 5 months, right?
Well, 4 if you got him in 8 weeks.
He might have been 9 or 10 weeks. He's 4 or 5 months old. Yeah. Either way, 4 or 5 months old. He sits, he downs, he places really well.
And he stays on place.
Like hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. With distractions. He comes when you call him. He knows go, like go on, I'm busy. Or go to place. You can send him to place. He knows load. We don't load him up on things that are very high because his joints are young. Right. So we pick him up a lot still. But he's learning that. He knows how to go in a kennel or a crate, a big kennel, a small crate, either or. He'll go right in. He knows what wrong and right are at 4 or 5 months old.
Yes.
And the dogs that do the 2-week and 3-week program are on the same program. It's just split up a little bit so the people can have the puppy at home.
Like a Tara.
Yeah. Yeah. This dog's been to Rogers Landing. He's been to Bald Peak. He's been to Casa Colima. Like, he's had all these experiences.
That's
too,
a restaurant.
All
if you
didn't with know. Yeah, he's laid down in a restaurant. We have a video on Instagram. He's had really great, proper socialization. He's been around a bunch of different noises. It's easy for us to do a lot of what we do because of the facility and what's
it's
happening.
It's just normal.
If I lived in my home and I board and trained out of my home and it was just me, I wouldn't get the same results because it's quiet and it's peaceful and there's not other things going on. So he's like not super sensitive to noise. He's not worried about people coming and going. He's not worried about different dogs coming and going. And he's learned some proper play. He's a puppy, so he's not perfect at it, but he's pretty darn good. And he's had all sorts of practice with grooming. Some of these things he needs work with, but the first 2 months you take your puppy home, you can get started on training and have all of those things accomplished if you put in the work.
Yeah,
and I was talking to somebody last night about they're getting a Lake Bay puppy. They got it. And they were talking about, do they do the 2- and 3-week program or do they do the 2-month program? And it's like, it's kind of up to you. You know, I don't do anything magic. It's
you know,
just that
for
I
me,
put in
if
work
I had the money, if I had the money and I, and now knowing what I know, if I was going to have a house dog, I should say, you know, or a buddy that hangs out. My cow dog world's kind of different. I just always expected mine and they kind of did. But if they didn't, they got hurt because we was working stock. But if I had a normal house dog, I would do the 2 month. And I'd probably wait 3 or 4 months and do it 3 week.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's only because I probably wouldn't train on it all the time when I got it home from the 2 months.
Right.
And I would want it to be a little bit better. And to get it a little bit better, I'd send it here. I wouldn't send it to Joe Bob because he don't do very good. But
yeah,
I would send it here and get the other 3 weeks and just have a cool dog for 12 or 15 years.
Well, that's what people are doing with the 2 week and the 3 week.
Yes.
And they come back for the 3 week program right about when they're like, oh yeah, I kind of slipped off a little bit and things aren't going as well. And the dog's ready to do some advanced stuff anyways. So Atara comes back, gets refreshed on everything that she knows.
Yes.
And then all of these clients, no matter what, we have so many options for puppy training. My point of talking about it is like, you can have such a cool dog if you get on it now.
Yes, for sure.
You can't be lazy. You can't skip 3 days. And I kind of wanted to touch on the 100 days of dog training thing. I know I'm rabbit trailing, but like, I have to start over.
Sound like me?
I have to start over on 100 days of
again?
Dog training. Yeah, but I don't care. You
and
know
that's
why?
The whole point.
Because it's like,
you're
I just want to keep
boots.
Starting.
Yeah, you're not getting your boots, but you're still doing it. You know what I mean?
My point of doing it was to be more consistent with my dogs. And it kind of proves like that I have a hard time staying consistent sometimes.
Everybody does.
I went on vacation and I'm like, oh, I'll get started the Monday I get back. I didn't get started the Monday I get back, but I'm going to get started tomorrow rather than having that attitude of like, oh, I screwed up the 100 days of dog training. I'm just going to quit.
In the 100 days, I want to see who makes it. Somebody told me the other day that they're going to prove me wrong and they're going to make it.
There's a couple people who are still in it.
Tracy's yeah. still in
it. I'm very proud of the ones who have not missed a day. Don't think I don't have the utmost respect for sticking with it. I have not made that happen.
But you know, I think quitting. I told you that when you started.
Yeah.
And you know the reason was?
Why?
It's not even that you don't train on your dogs every day, because you do.
I do.
You just don't video it every day.
Correct.
And I seen that the other day. I even, in the field.
The last day that I missed, I videoed, I forgot to post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I said, yeah. And that's why I didn't feel you would make it. I mean, you could have proved me wrong, and I'd have been happy either way.
Yeah.
Whether you did or you didn't. Because like you said a while ago, the fact that now you are training on your dogs for the 100 days.
That was my point. Yeah.
Regardless.
Just keep training on my dogs. Somebody, and if I slip off, get right back on.
Yeah, get back on and try to do the videos because people really enjoy seeing the videos.
Yeah.
But that's the thing is with somebody else, they said they're doing it and they're not posting them because they knew they wouldn't be consistent. I said, well, you can restart.
Yeah.
You know, you can restart every day or every week or whatever you want to do. But it's just exciting because it did bring out a lot of people that's got cooler dogs over that.
Oh, yeah.
100 day
yeah.
deal, you know, so.
Yeah, right. We got some people tapping in. Valerie said, hi, everybody. How's all those puppies doing?
Morning, Valerie.
They're doing really good, man. Emery gave us a run for our money the first couple weeks.
He's still hungry, but he's so cool now. She's a cool hungry now.
Johnny was like, showed up to class with his pen and paper, and he was like, I'm ready to learn. What do you need?
He's so cool.
And Emery was like, screw that.
Yeah, Emery's like, attention. When I was in school, sitting in the back row, tripping kids walking by. Yeah.
She kicked and screamed a little bit.
Kathy Shelton says hi.
Hey, hi. Sis, how are you? I think that's my sister on here. That's kind of weird. She must have been really bored today. Hey, thanks for joining us, sis.
Valerie Jester says, I tell people if they can afford it to do the 2 month, your job is to socialize and train those pups.
Yeah.
And everyone else, everyone else has other jobs. You're so right. If you put the work in when they're young, it sets them up for success for the rest of their lives.
You know,
and I was talking to somebody last night, and they said the puppy was 11 weeks old, and I'm like, now. Yeah. Like, you start now.
I feel that so many people, you know, I talk a lot about a dog. I'm trying to think of a good dog to use for a reference, but I'll figure out a name later. But
okay.
Let's say you've got a dog and you bought it at 8 weeks old. Some people say rescue it. I don't. If you got an 8 week old puppy, you got an 8 week old puppy. Whether you got it bought, give to you, found it, stole it, what happened. But if you raise that puppy to, let's say, 8 months, and you really haven't trained on it, and you've let it steal steaks off the table and chew holes in your shoes and run away from you, and you can't catch it, and bites the neighbor kid once in a while, and wants to chase bicycles, you know. And we fixed all of that stuff, but the amount of time and effort you put into it from 8 weeks to 9 months, you know, you could have done a board and train program here. Now, I'm not talking about other people's board and trains because I don't know them. I haven't used them for obedience stuff. So what they do, I don't know. Don't care. But if you take that eight-week-old puppy and you get those 2 months of good, solid foundation on it, and those puppies have fun here, you know.
They
have a kick-ass time. They get to hang out with other puppies. Normally, their age a lot of times. And then they get to hang out with some older dogs that don't school on them. You know, they're our personal dogs. Our other client dogs, like from Valor or whoever, their dogs that are boarded here. So I think that you're so much further ahead of the game if you start at that young age and do some really good foundation training than you are to wait till they're 9 months old and they've had so many problems.
Well, and I think if you haven't ever ended up with a dog that has problems that you have to address, you don't realize how much more fun it is to not have to go through that.
And how
it's so stressful to have to try and micromanage and go home and undo all the things you've done, you know?
Yeah.
Even when you board and train, you have a lot of work cut out for you. Where if
they're
you start
not
early,
fixed.
It's not a headache. It's you can't be lazy. You have to be consistent, but nothing is like, oh my gosh, this is so rough and it's embarrassing to walk in my neighborhood and my neighbors hate me because my dog barks and yells at them and all the problems that you and have it's the if people, you don't start young.
The people's dogs that go out in their own backyard and bark at the neighbor's dog because the neighbor's dog's barking. I'm not going to allow that with my dog.
A lot of people don't have the knowledge to know that if your neighbor, if you have three neighbors that have barking dogs, your dog isn't inevitably going to be a barker.
No, he don't have to bark. No, you can stop it, you know, and prevent it if you prevent it. But there are so many times that people hide that dog in the back room or, you know, they put it in a crate or whatever. They bring it here, you know.
Yeah.
And for me, the time I feel that people, it's really good that they do bring them here. If we're having companies like Thanksgiving, when you're going to have 40 strangers over to your dog.
Yeah.
Board a dog somewhere. People ain't going to see it till next Thanksgiving anyway.
Yeah.
Unless you've got an old trained dog, they'll just mingle, you know, and hang out. And
yeah.
They said that's what Finn did the other day, that big Rhodesian. That guy said he had like 40 people there, and that dog just hung out, and little kids, everybody, and didn't even care. And that's pretty cool. So, Brett, you got anything?
Yeah. Valerie said... two totally different temperaments right there.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah. And they always said, well, they love how well-behaved Divot is, and they want their new pup to be on the same path.
Yeah.
This the same owner got another one?
No, I talked to Lisa last night. Divot's people got a puppy, too. The really cool black one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that puppy coming here?
Yeah.
That was a black Divot was just here the other day.
She was, yeah.
That dog's so cool.
Yeah,
yeah
it is. It's kind of funny because there's I'm just going to say it. We get people all the time that should not get a puppy.
Yeah.
They have a dog that needs more work. Oh, shit. And they shouldn't get a puppy. And then I saw Divot's people got a puppy and I was like, yes. Like, they're great owners. They're consistent. They get their dog out. They do the work. It's so fun to have people who kind of earned it. You know, they're
can we turn this thing on?
I don't know what the right words are for it, but they're
let us know if it's too noisy.
Divot is in a good place to have a puppy.
It is. Yeah. It is fun for people to have two or three dogs, you know, if they have the time for them.
And now that Divot got another puppy, then Jim and Heather should get another puppy, too.
With Finn?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Ben for a couple weeks.
He was here. He probably just missed him.
Yeah. Hey, Brett, we still going fishing tomorrow?
I haven't heard anything. I think we're still on, ma'am. I think we're still going out
then. No, I'm going to go down to my nephew's and fish in his pond.
I'm trying to reconnect. You bumped off, right?
I never was on it.
Yeah. Keep going. I'm going to go chase them.
Bring me the office phone. Are we still live?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Is your phone on Wi-Fi?
Yeah, probably. We got to turn it off if y'all are on here.
Well, should we keep talking like we're on?
Hey, yeah, just text me, somebody. Somebody text me if we're
online. Well, your Wi-Fi just turned off, so nobody's going to be
on. Oh, never mind. I only got Wi-Fi. We're just going to act like we're on. We do this quite often. It's experimental training tips.
It's 2024, but we're still on satellite internet up here.
Yeah. But we don't have no choice. We're kind of into the telephone lines and the electric lines. So people don't want to put no more money in us because we ain't worth it.
So what do you think? Puppy training is worth it.
It is. Any training with your dog is worth it, you know.
Well, yeah.
Mariah was on here last week. Old Mariah, I guess we call her. Talking about people, trainers that can't get a recall on a husky and what other breed? Some other breed. But we've never had that issue. I've always got recalled on, knock on wood, every dog I've got came through my kennels in the last 26 years, I guess, I've been here. And I've not had one yet I couldn't get a recall on. Not saying I can't. Are we on live?
Yep, so
okay. So we're not talking to ourselves.
Nope.
So,
did you get that phone off?
Yep.
Okay.
But we do have... we have a lot of success with recalling dogs. We have a nice setup. We've got woods and big pastures, horse fields and woods and stuff to train in too. So, you got anything, Brett?
Yeah, Valerie said, also, did you know Emery's family did a board and train with a different puppy they got from me? They're so much happier with your program.
Already? That's pretty cool. Yeah, I did know that they did it, and I've done some research on the other board and train. The puppy Emery they have another, like they do to a home in California, and they did a board train with someone else, and they're happier with us already, which is pretty cool. I really like
it. Well, how's her other dog? Is it cool?
She's going to bring it up.
You know, we've had several dogs from California. I've had cow dogs from there for years, but now with the, this training program, we have dogs from there in Washington. And well, we have one from Colorado, but it moved here, actually. What's her name?
Nikita.
The guy in jail?
That's not Nikita.
What is it?
Not close to Nikita.
Well, it's a dog.
It's like a mastiff or something.
No. Oh, yeah, I'm thinking about a different dog, yeah.
You were like, yeah.
Well,
Stella
I was thinking of our
Z.
Akita buddy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that Z.
Stella never went to jail.
Yeah, Z did.
Z went to jail, yeah.
And that dog's so cool now.
He is so cool.
I mean, it's fun to see him. Yeah. We take him out with dogs, and he just acts like a dog kind of now. But
he's good with people.
He got a bad reputation. Yeah. The hard thing is for people, I feel, that get a dog, any dog, it don't matter, a dog, not a puppy. Or they rescue one or buy one or somebody gives them one and then they just take it and put it out with the wrong dog, it gets them in trouble.
Can I ask a microphone question?
Yeah.
Does Marvin need to talk to the microphone and not lean over this direction? Is that part of the problem?
I don't think it hurts this mic. This mic, if I get away from this mic, it does. This mic, I think, is kick-ass.
Yep, that's
this mic's from Walmart.
You don't have to face
on the sales show.
This isn't from Walmart.
In Marvin's world.
It's a matter of matter speech.
If it doesn't work, it's from Walmart.
Huh?
Said, if it doesn't work, it's from Walmart. It was broken. Anyways,
we should get sued by Walmart.
Rochelle Robinette says, hi.
Hey, they can't sue me if it's from there.
Hey, Rochelle, when do you get your puppy?
Rochelle?
Yeah.
With the two dogs?
No.
Oh, Rochelle with Chevy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is she getting?
What do you think?
A healer.
Oh.
I'll give you another guess.
A decent guess.
A doodle. A doodle.
Yes, yeah.
August 7th, she said.
What
do,
is she
doodle
getting?
People get dogs other than doodles?
That's a good question.
I don't think
so.
I think if they start with a doodle, then that's where they go, you know?
Valerie also said, I had tried to talk them into going to you, but they thought one closer to them would work better.
I remember.
Who is? Rochelle?
No, this is
Valerie. Valerie talking. We're talking about
Labrador. No, this was last year.
Yeah.
Oh, the people went somewhere closer?
Yeah.
And that's understandable, you know?
And then she also said, they chose you for their second one. They love the communication and updates and work.
That's because I stay on top of it.
Yeah.
back to Rochelle. Rochelle says, never doodle for life.
Yeah, Valerie, do people who get your dogs ever get something else after they get your dogs, or they just die hard afterwards?
I'm going to get another puppy to raise and train and sell or give away. You know?
I know.
But I want a free one because I give mine away sometimes. So I got a couple of people, though, thinking about giving me one, like hanging out waiting. I just don't want them to wait till they're too old and then be like, hey, I've got this one that's 9 months old. Yeah. I never did get it home.
Yeah.
That would not be good. Yeah. I might take it
anyway. If you get another one, I'm not puppy raising it unless I have a say in what you get.
Because
the one you got without really my say, I wouldn't do that again.
I won't either. I learned my lesson. Well, my choices is it'll be a lab.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a doodle.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Well, I'm not keeping it, Brad.
Whoa.
I'm just going to keep it, make some videos, and then probably, I don't know, sell or give it away. Depends on my mood. Sometimes I sell them, sometimes I give them away.
Yeah, it does depend on the mood.
Depends on my, I'll give a few away. So
and what their reputation is.
Yeah. Mostly it's my mood, what mood I'm in that day. And if I find it a good
or if you go on vacation.
Yeah, Bianca sells them when I'm gone. Yeah. But the only rule is when I've done that is they always have to have a good home, you know.
Yeah.
I just seen a guy yesterday that I gave his brother's daughter a dog, I don't even know, 6-8 years ago. And it's just because I was in the mood. I was training for a cow dog and it didn't make grade, and that little kid was here, and she's like, "Oh, I really like that pup." I'm like, "Well, you want to own it?" And so I just gave it to her, and they both live happily ever after. She came and had some lessons with me, and she had a cool dog. Well, last I heard, she did. Brett, you got something?
Yep. Let's see. Valerie said, "Never anything other than one of mine specifically."
Yeah, yeah.
And then Valerie also said Finn's parents were there when Divot's parents picked up
the And they puppy. Didn't leave with a puppy? That's
I think when they are done building their house, there will be another one in their house.
What did Valerie ask about a doodle pup? I missed what you said.
No, she was saying that they, if they buy a doodle, they're
committed to
doodles. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not me, Valerie. Sorry.
I'm not really.
I thought about getting me a beagle really like, at Russell mix the other day. We'd call it a Jack Beetle.
That is for sure not one I would approve.
We could call it a Jack Beetle.
You will not have Bianca.
Hey, we could start our own breeding program.
No.
It could be a Jack.
That's all. You're going to have to hire Mariah or Mariah to be your puppy raiser.
It could be a Jack Russell Beagle. It would be a Jack Beagle.
No.
Start our own breed.
No, I don't take those.
Start our own breed.
I don't take those.
They're so cute. They're so cute. Yeah, name him Jack. Be a Jack Beagle.
You know how noisy that would be?
Couldn't be no worse than Ryder.
Ryder's not that bad.
And on what day and what kind of mood Mariah's in. Just saying. Bray, got anything?
Yeah, Valerie said, Dr. Weber said, of the one boy in this last litter, it looks like you bred a lab. Best compliment ever. I'm trying to breed labs that don't shed.
But does he shed?
Well, no, not really. They don't.
Well, if he looks more like a lab, he might.
Yeah, I doubt it. Not the way a lab sheds. My lab sheds worse than any dog I own. Scout, my Australian Shepherd.
You ought to bathe it more often. Brush it more often. Groom it better. That's what I think. You got a groomer guy. Send her to him. So, we got any questions, Brett?
Yeah.
I think we're going to bail here pretty quick and have some lunch before our day gets started again.
I think we're going to bail here and go make some videos.
Yeah, we've been on a cattle drive, everything else today.
Yeah.
Going to go fishing later?
Yeah, I was supposed to go fishing. The slave driver, Bianca, lets us leave. I had planned on leaving early, but she changed that shit.
We'll throw up a video of your barn door.
Yeah. Y'all stay tuned for later for our picture of my barn door.
Valerie said, thank you guys. Have a great day.
You too, Valerie.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right, let's bail off here, Brett.
All right.
You got anything to add?
Nope.
All right. Y'all have a good day. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher Podcast. If you found this information helpful, we suggest following even more of our dog training tips and resources on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Just search Marvin Pierce Dog Teacher.